Country.
The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter. At Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. And you can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Put your comments on there if you like. Missed the first hour. Pretty sportsy. Talked a lot of Cowboys, and then we talked death penalty.
Yeah.
Not like you think, but which death we would take, which one we would like the most.
What's the best way to go?
Out of lethal injection and the chair. I think I'm going to go guillotine.
I think I would go firing squad.
Okay. Mark says no.
If I could get the old school injection where I don't feel it, that'd be my choice.
Well, yeah, I'd like to get that first where I go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then you can go ahead and burn me to death. You can do whatever you want. As long as I'm asleep and I'm not going to feel anything.
As long as I'm paralyzed and I'm a zombie, yeah, I don't care.
Mark says no country for old men. Cattle gun seems quick and painless.
Yeah, it does. But I don't know. I don't know how realistic that is.
Yeah, a couple people mentioned he don't know country from old men. Rico, what about death by Boudreaux?
So peacefully.
Yeah.
Death by Boudreaux would be horrible.
Yeah, that you don't want that.
It was giant.
And there was a shark involved, and it wasn't AJ's shark pick. So
no.
Yeah, I don't know how we got on that, but it was fun.
I saw a Bill Barnwell, who works for ESPN, did a thing today where he said, meet the 2020 offseason NFL quarterback market, early predictions on 16 players.
Okay.
And some of these are odd.
All right.
I
like odd.
Yeah, so Drew Brees, he said, this should be a simple one. While Brees isn't quite playing up to the NFL MVP caliber form he showed during the first 12 weeks of the 2018 season, he's doing just fine. While Brees technically has 2 years remaining on his contract, those seasons are strictly for cap purposes. His deal automatically voids on March 18th, and the Saints can't franchise tag or him to keep him around. So it lets him go wherever he wants, but he says, I can't picture a scenario where he goes somewhere else. He says, most likely 2020 status, Saints starter. So, you agree with that?
Yeah, and I would assume, but at some point they have to start looking for the next guy, right? Because,
yes.
I mean, he's still good, but you're right. He's not MVP level, and it doesn't get better from here. You don't get better with age.
Teddy Bridgewater, 2020 most likely status? What do you say? Free agent?
Yeah, well.
Or re-sign with the Saints?
I would say somebody would pay him to be a starter.
It says free agent. They say it's difficult to find the ideal fit for Bridgewater, as teams like the Broncos, Bucks, and Jags typically prefer quarterbacks with prototypical size and arm strength. The Jags can't possibly sign him after they just...
No, they're stuck with Foles for another year.
Yeah. He worked under North Turner, and when they were both with the Vikings, and if Carolina moved on from Cam, he could slide into a starting role for the Panthers. Or if he sees that he's not going to make a bunch of money, he could easily take a short-term deal and be the starter in waiting behind Breeze.
What about San Diego for Teddy Bridgewater? I mean, sorry, Los Angeles. The Chargers.
Duh. I don't think it's unreasonable.
They're going to be the freaking San Diego Chargers until I die. I just can't get it out of my head.
Most likely scenario for Tom Brady 2020.
I've been seeing a lot of Chicago Bears speculation.
Okay.
I think he's back with the Patriots.
I think he's back, too.
Because every year they do this, right? Say, oh, this is Brady's last year with the Patriots. He's looking to get out.
It says the juiciest scenario is that the 49ers fan who grew up in Northern California returns home and takes over the Niners in some sort of reverse Montana scenario. The Niners can move on from Garoppolo after this year without much dead money. And if Brady left Foxborough, it would be a pretty obvious opening for Garoppolo to fill. So basically, they'd switch jobs.
Okay.
But he says there's approximately 0.0000001% chance of this happening, but it's fun to think about. How about Mitch Trubisky? Where's he next year?
I think he's the backup in Chicago.
It says most likely 2020 status, battling for the Bears job.
Okay. As a backup.
What about Ryan Tannehill?
That's an interesting one because I think if you're the Titans, man, you don't want to commit long-term here yet until you see more. I mean, a six-game sample size is not enough, right? We've said that all along.
Agreed.
So, but he's earned himself a Nick Foles deal with the way he's played so far. Now, there's still four games left. If that 5-1 turns into 5-5, that may change people's opinion. I don't think it will. I think he's playing pretty well right now.
They say franchise tag is the most likely.
Yeah, I could see that. And that makes sense if you're Tennessee. Franchise him and see if he can do it for a whole year.
Here's an interesting one. Marcus Mariota.
I think Marcus Mariota winds up a backup somewhere.
Well, it says here, unrestricted free agent. The obvious landing spot for Mariota, the Bears. Mark Helfrich is the OC in Chicago. Yeah, he's an Oregon coach. They said if they keep Helfrich around, Mariota would have a great sense of what they're trying to do on offense and should be just good enough to push Trubisky without actually threatening to immediately steal his job. But that's what you want. If you bring in somebody like Mariota, you want to bring him into a situation where the starter is uncomfortable, right?
Right.
So you want to
do exactly what Tennessee did.
Yeah.
If you bring him in, you want him to, if the starter's not getting it done, you want to be able to make a change. And so I guess that would make sense. Although I get the sense the Bears are going to aim for someone who can actually beat Trubisky out. And I don't know that Mariota can.
Here's a tough one.
Okay.
Jameis Winston.
Jameis, they're going to re-sign him.
You think so?
Yeah, I think he's done enough to fool them into thinking.
I mean, he's basically like 18 or 19 in QBR. I mean,
he's never going
to
be great.
Worked himself back to being average, despite the turnovers.
And I think that's in part Bruce Arians' offense kind of plays to him, but he's also going to always turn the ball over. I don't think you can win big with the guy.
It says because Winston would have a likely tepid market if he did hit free agency. He says they'd likely come to terms on a multi-year deal to keep him around for 2020 with no guaranteed money afterward. If Cam Newton were to become available, the Bucs might rightfully prefer him and his upside in a downfield passing attack to Winston's inconsistency. But he says there'd likely be a tepid market because there's a lot of teams that will instantly cross him off because of off-field stuff.
Yeah, and they should.
What about Elijah Manning?
Shouldn't he just retire?
That's what he says, retired. Yeah. I can't imagine. I think he'll go down as a Giants great. A legend. I think 5 years from now, no one remembers this version of Eli Manning. They'll just remember the helmet catch throw. And it's better if he doesn't go do like what Hakeem did in Toronto and have like 1 year where he's crummy somewhere else. I think that's the right move for him. What about Josh Rosen?
Backup somewhere? I'm not even sure he can play backup in the league right now.
The Dolphins say, or he says the Dolphins would use him for trade bait. He says, I keep coming back to the idea that the Patriots love to buy low on highly drafted young players who struggle earlier in their careers. Rosen would likely be a third string option behind Jarrett Stidham if the Pats struck a deal. But if anybody can turn it around,
yeah, that's the Patriots. That one would make some sense.
What about Joseph Flacco?
Boy, he ought to retire too.
He says that's his best guess is retirement. He said nobody gets excited about Flacco, but if he wants to keep going, teams like the Eagles and Packers could do worse than adding him as their backup.
Yeah.
I will say that Joe Flacco would be a hell of a backup to have. I just don't know if Joe Flacco wants to be a backup.
Yeah.
Andrew Dalton.
Ooh. Backup in Dallas.
It says unrestricted free agent. And he says, I wonder if Dalton is destined to link up with wherever Jay Gruden lands. He says, if Jay joins his brother John with the Raiders, Dalton could take over for Derek Carr.
Ooh, that's not an upgrade.
I don't see that as an upgrade at all. Though the Raiders could be destined to use the extra picks they got from the Bears to try to trade up for a quarterback in the first round of the 2020 draft. Is Derek Carr that bad?
I don't think so, but I don't think... I think he's one of those... Well, he is Andy Dalton. Let's be honest. He's just good enough that you think, man, we can win with this guy. But there's a ceiling on it. And, yeah, I don't think Andy Dalton is an upgrade over Derek Carr.
I mean, he's not having the best year, but... Derek Carr, I mean, we've talked about he had an MVP caliber season. That he was 29 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. I mean, he was
going to be in that conversation until he got hurt at the end of the season. It was almost the exact same thing as Carson.
And they were 12
Wentz.
And 3.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing as Carson Wentz. And then he gets hurt, and he's never approached that again. Neither is Carson Wentz.
Yeah, but they've also paid him since then, so I can't imagine they're going to just cut him loose and swallow that pill so they can have Andy Dalton. Yeah. That doesn't even make sense to me.
Now, if they wind up with one of their picks is really high and they want to take Justin Herbert or something, then, you know.
But they would probably let Herbert sit for a year behind Derek Carr because they're already paying Carr.
Right.
It says if that doesn't work out, he could be a short-term replacement for teams like the Chargers and Panthers if they make a change. What about Nick Foles?
I don't think you can get rid of Nick Foles. And Lamont asks, what would lock the Jaguars into Foles when they just proved they'll move on from a quarterback under contract with Bortles? You just answered your own question. Blake Bortles is counting $16 million in dead money against the cap this year. If you cut Nick Foles, do you know what it would cost you next year? Twice that.
Yeah.
$33 million in dead money against your cap because of the deal they gave him.
It's too damn high.
Yeah. Now, 2021... You can cut him loose, and it's only going to cost you $12.5 million, which is still significant.
They talk about possibly trying to trade him to the Chiefs.
You could trade him. If you could trade him, but who's going to pay that much for – the Chiefs aren't going to pay that much for a backup quarterback.
I don't think so either.
So –
and he has Derek Carr battling for the Raiders job. He has Cam Newton as the Panthers starter, which I believe when Ron Rivera got fired, I think that was the end of Cam in Carolina, my personal opinion.
Yeah, and there's also been a lot of talk Cam to the Bears.
They say Rivers, Chargers starter, which would surprise me.
Yeah,
I could see Rivers being the starter in Carolina.
Yeah.
He went to school in North Carolina State. He's a country boy. I think he'd rather be there than L.A.
Of course, you have to relocate your 37 children.
That's true. That would be expensive. But I guess the Panthers would probably pay for that. And then Dak Prescott.
He's been Dallas.
Yeah, they say Cowboys starter.
Yeah, I think he'll get I think they'll either franchise him or he'll get a deal. He's not going to get $35 million. He shouldn't.
Well, they can use the franchise and transition tags and keep him and Amari Cooper.
And that's probably what they'll wind up doing.
That's my guess, too. Done, so. All right. Thought that was an interesting exercise.
Interesting exercise.
Oh, you know what else is interesting? CBDMD.com. It's a mouthful, but I'm telling you, you got to check these guys out. And I've been using CBD oils long before I knew about CBDMD.com, but I love it. I'm a full believer in what it can do for you physically, what it can do for you mentally. I just think it's a miracle drug. And CBDMD's, A, they've made it more affordable. B, they've got really high-quality products, a clean, safe product, third-party lab-tested. You're not going to fail a drug test. You don't have to worry about that. Elite athletes are using it. Daniel Cormier is using it. Tyron Woodley's using it. Steve Smith is using it. Bubba Watson's using it. They've got Lolo Jones, our girl, Lolo. She's using it. And it's just for the average, everyday guy, too. I use it after I work out. I use the CBD Freeze. It's like a menthol roll-on, and it's really just changed the game for me. I've never felt better. See what CBD can do for you, because CBDMD is offering a discount. ESPN 97.5 listeners get 20% off their order at CBDMD.com when you use the promo code ESPN975 at checkout. That's CBDMD.com, promo code ESPN975.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kenny asked, do you think there's any chance Matt Stafford could be shopped?
My initial reaction would say no. He's still on that deal that was once a record-breaking deal. I don't know what it would take for them to get out of it, but I also don't know that the Lions... I mean, hell, the Lions are seeing what life is like without him right now. It ain't great.
Yeah, well...
So, my guess is the Lions don't want to shop him. He's the ultimate... Well, you got this guy, and... You know, are you better off getting rid of him and trying to find someone new, or trying to build everything around him? And he's a really perplexing dude because the Lions have never had great success with him there, but I don't think it's necessarily his fault. I think he's been the best player that franchise has had since Calvin Johnson left, and he's doing his best, but there's just not, that's a team that's got bad ownership, bad management. Yeah. It's just a bad organization.
They've hired bad coaches.
And there's only so much that Matt Stafford can do. I think Matt Stafford is a good player who's just always been in a pretty bad situation. And maybe that's me defending the guy more than he deserves, but I believe that.
$26 million in dead money if you cut him next year, $10 million in 2021. So in both his case.
And what are you going to do? You're going to run blah out? Blah.
Blah.
Blah, David, blah. No.
Hey, man, he should have quit after one pass.
Yeah.
He would have been great. But the only way with him and a guy like Nick Foles, you have to trade him. And
that
would come down to, would somebody take on that contract to bring those guys in? And you mentioned off air, it'd have to be somebody who lost a starting quarterback and still thinks they have a chance to win.
Well, to me, that's Foles more than Stafford. I think Stafford, people still look at him as a viable starter. Like, I don't think... I can't. There's not 20 guys in the league better than Matt Stafford. We agree on that, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, when you're talking about a guy, you know, these guys that we're talking about could be backups, Nick Foles, Marcus Mariota, those guys aren't top 20 starters.
No.
You know, Matt Stafford is still, to me... an established top 20 starter in this, maybe even top 15 starter in this league. So I don't think that they're looking to get rid of him unless someone were to offer some amazing package or the Lions had some great first round draft pick that they just couldn't pass up on.
A couple people saying he's the NFC Phillip Rivers. I don't think that's a bad comparison.
It's not a bad comp.
Yeah.
I mean, but Phillip Rivers has been surrounded by better talent over the course of his career.
Especially when he had LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, Matt Stafford had Calvin Johnson and nothing for years and years and years. And, you know, I mean, Phillip Rivers, he's had some good players. You mentioned Tomlinson being chief among them, but Melvin Gordon's been an all-pro type player. Keenan Allen, I mean, Antonio Gates. I mean, he had some legit studs to play with him. I mean, Matt Stafford had one guy.
And, I mean, he's always put up numbers. He's just never won consistently. And,
yeah.
You know, Rivers has won a little more, but...
I think Matt Stafford and Jay Cutler have a lot in common.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Matt Stafford's disposition is way better. Like, Matt Stafford, you can tell he cares.
Yeah.
Like, Jay Cutler, it felt like he never really cared. But Jay Cutler was a dude who'd bomb... he'd put up big, crazy numbers because he'd chuck the hell out of the ball. And if he threw a pick, big deal.
Yeah.
But he put up a lot of numbers because he was down a lot. Matt Stafford, kind of the same way. Puts up pretty big numbers, but a lot of it's because his team sucks and he's always chasing from behind.
Yeah. Brother Bear.
I like Stafford, though.
Yeah, I like him more than a lot of guys. I think it's what would be a really good service to him was send him to New England at the end of his career to replace Brady.
Yeah.
See what he does there with Belichick. I think that would... That would be.
Oh, I'm sure Matt Patricia is dying to do that.
Yeah, well, Matt Patricia probably won't be coaching.
Yeah, Matt Stafford will outlast Matt Patricia.
Yeah. Brother Bear asks, can we go back to the NCAA for a brief moment? Do you think a hot college coach may opt for the big NFL leap, even if he's unsure, a la Kirby Smart or Kevin Sumlin? You always have to go when you're hot. Kevin Sumlin is not getting an NFL job right now under any circumstances. And I mean,
Kevin Sumlin, Kevin Sumlin might not get a college job.
Yeah, I think if he gets fired, then he's going to have to drop way, way down. And I know that his name allegedly was coming up for NFL jobs a few years ago. I think that was his agent spreading stuff because I never heard anybody that was actually thinking of him as an NFL coach. But, yeah.
I can't imagine that Arizona feels good about what they've got. I mean, two straight. Arizona was so excited to get Kevin Sumlin. And, you know,
he ruined Khalil Tate.
They were 5-7 last year, and you go, okay, we'll get better. And then you go below 500 again this year. The only thing that might save Kevin Sumlin is that Arizona just paid a big-ass buyout to Rich Rodriguez,
yeah,
and they don't want to pay a big-ass buyout to him. So they'll probably let him stick around after, I mean, what did he go, 4-8 this year? He'll probably stick around for another year. And then they'll hope that they can find someone else. But I don't think that if Arizona's the top job that Kevin Sumlin could have right now. If he got fired today, he's not getting a better job than Arizona.
No. He's probably
a coordinator.
He's probably a coordinator somewhere, or he's back to, say, a UTSA level, Conference USA type job.
Yeah.
So I'm not even sure he could get an AAC job after this. Couple of other things going back to the executions. Peter says, how about a chopping block with an executioner wearing a mask? No, I'll take the guillotine. Cause what if he misses?
I mean, that guy's, he's a real pro.
Yeah, but he's wearing a mask.
That's true. What if it gets in his eyes?
Yeah. Or... cause I mean, it's just got the little slits so he can see, right? That can't be convenient. I'm not good at beheadings, but I'm pretty sure that historically some of those guys missed. I don't want to be the one where they miss.
Yeah, that would suck.
And Landon asked, I'm sure you guys have talked about it, but have you watched The Irishman? And if so, what did you think? He says, I thought it was too long and slow, good, not great. AJ hasn't seen it yet. I thought it was fantastic. I think I find it odd that people complain about a 3.5-hour movie, but you'll sit there and binge watch the same TV show for 8 hours on a weekend. Just take a break. That's the simple thing.
Somebody sent me a thing yesterday of a way you can divide it up into like four different shows.
Yeah.
Like 40-minute episodes.
Yeah, it's really easy.
And it gives you like when to turn it off, and it gives you nice little cutoff points. That might be the way I do it.
Yeah, I did it in one day, but I did it in three sessions. And I watched a third of it, and then, you know, went and took the dogs out and had some lunch and stuff like that, and then watched another third, and then, you know, just broke it up so that it wasn't just one long thing. So... listener Steven wants to know, have you ever tried the CBD bud? He likes weed, but his job doesn't. He's trying to find something.
No, I've never
prepared to relax and relieve stress.
No, because I'm not someone who's looking to smoke. Anyway, smoking's not my preferable choice of intake anyway. So,
all right, one more call on this. Let's go to Michael. What's up, Michael? Hello, Michael. And all right, that was insightful. I am going to tell you about my bookie, and if you want to get in on the action on the game tonight, if you want to follow AJ's pick, you want to get some more hockey picks going, I might have one here in a few minutes, all on mybookie.ag. And the great thing is, when you win, they pay out. Nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And, you know, a lot of these sites I've had all kinds of issues with. Sometimes it would take months to actually get paid off. That's not the case with MyBookie. And if you use promo code RADIO, you'll get a double your money offer where they're going to double your first deposit. They've also got some other options for you that are really good. So make sure you pick the one that's best for you. But if you want that double your first deposit, promo code RADIO. And if you're already on MyBookie, keep an eye on your email because they're constantly giving you reload bonuses that are fantastic. They focus on certain events where they have bonuses for that. Like they had the free play last week on Thanksgiving. They do things like that all the time. And that's why they're the best, because they give you the best options. And they've got in-game, which is fantastic as well. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
Research and innovation. In Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Make sure you come see us tomorrow in Beaumont at 5 Under Golf. Looking forward to getting over there. So what's up, fellas? Just saw a movie trailer of Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler, gambling, basketball, and jewelry. Also looks mob-related. Have you guys heard anything about it?
I have heard about it. He actually came on Stern this week, and I don't know. I've heard some good things about it. For the most part now, when Adam Sandler's not trying to be funny, his movies are pretty decent. Back in the old day, it was, if he tried to do something serious, it was horrible. But now I think he's switched to that point in his career where this may be his best bet.
I'll be skeptical. I'll wait until some of you guys see it and let me know that it's really good, because I haven't seen him be good at anything in so long that I'm not going to go out and watch it. And then somebody asked, did you guys watch Sneaky Pete? I did. I thought
yes.
I thought it ended at the right time. I think they were running out of stuff to do.
I liked it too.
I did. I thought it was good. And, you know, if it's something you haven't watched yet, if you like con movies and con shows, it's right up your alley. Hockley Dan asks, Fred, with your openness about wanting the Red Witch, if you lived during the Salem witch hunt, you would have burned at the stake with your love of a witch. What a brutal execution. No, because you know what I would have been? I would have hooked up with real witches, not the fake ones that they burned. And do you really think a real witch...
witches don't even catch on fire, right?
Well, they're not going to let themselves get caught and burned, right? They're gonna disappear, turn into a bolt of light, and go into the forest.
Yeah,
I'm gonna hang out with them, and then we would create like an escape route where we'd help all these women who they thought were witches escape.
Like the Underground Railroad for witches.
Well, yeah. Well, it'd be like the Underground Broom, because we're gonna get them out on a broom, and you know, in return, they just have to, you know, be nice to us. That's all. To me and my gambling, my witch friend.
Oh, okay.
You know, in case we're into that kind of thing. You know, she might like threesomes.
I thought you were talking about me. I was like, I don't know.
No, well, you're not helping.
No, I don't want any part of it.
So, 713-780-ESPN. Let's try, is it Tyler? I think it's Tyler. What's up, Tyler?
Sports.
Hey, now.
Yeah, man, I wanted to talk a little prop bets for tonight. I'm normally not a prop bet guy, but I think I was listening earlier, AJ, you mentioned Zeke's going to have a field day. There's two that really caught my eye. Ezekiel Elliott over 84 yards with some pretty good odds, and then Ezekiel Elliott with two rushing touchdowns or more. You know, and I thought that was something that might have some, you know, some juice in it. Also, Dak over 12 rushing yards. So just wanted to see if you guys had any opinions on that. And, AJ, I actually missed playing your college basketball pick yesterday.
Oh, good job.
So I think it was a good day to pick. Yeah, but I was on the train the whole week before, man. So appreciate you, man. I'll have to buy you a beer soon. So I'll take it easy, guys.
Yeah, I do like the Dak over 12.
Yeah.
That's just one good scramble there.
Yeah, I've been so removed. Like, because the last few years I've been doing a lot of fantasy stuff. But since RJ has been, you know, paying me to focus more on handicapping, I had to cut something, and it's been fantasy.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, why I'm eliminated in my big money league. I'm not totally up on prop bets. I know Zeke struggled lately, but I do think this is a good spot for him to get right, because the Bears without Hicks have not been stopping the run. Two touchdowns, that may be a lot to ask.
Yeah, I think I'd stay away from that. Of all those, I like the Dak over 12 yards, I think, the best. And I will not have a hockey play tonight. My apologies. What I'm basically looking for this early in the season is struggling goalies and second half of back-to-backs. That's generally where you're going to get your overs. And now that Vegas has moved to a lot, there's a lot of 6.5 totals now, which you never seen really historically. So now I'm going to start swinging it back the other way. But I don't have a play tonight. My apologies. The one that when it dropped down to 6 last night that we played, that one hit. So, but nothing tonight. You got football. You don't need hockey.
Yeah. I saw a tweet today from the World Index. Best countries by quality of life for 2019.
Okay. Guatemala.
Guatemala, oddly not on the list.
Oh, okay.
Not on the list. I think it ranked 75.
Okay.
Number 75 was Egypt.
Okay.
Which, no interest in going there.
Yeah, you're in the top 100 that way.
Yeah. 74, Nigeria.
Nope.
No interest.
No thanks.
73, Pakistan.
No thanks.
Pass. 66, South Africa.
I would like to visit South Africa someday.
Visit or live there?
Visit. No, we're not talking about living now. You haven't mentioned any place I'd want to live yet.
Okay, 63, Colombia.
I actually hear great things about Colombia. That I've had a couple friends go visit down there, and they say it's fantastic. They've cleaned it up a lot. So
this bounces around some. 62, Brazil.
Yeah, I'll pass.
I've been told by my my old jiu-jitsu coach, my old MMA coach, was like, don't ever go to Brazil by yourself.
Yeah, well,
no, if you ever go to Brazil, go with me.
And you've told me that many times, so I put it in my notebook. I am not going to Brazil.
43, Turkey.
Pass. That's a hard pass. That's a hard no.
36, Russia.
I would like to visit Russia.
34, India.
That's a hard no.
I don't want to go to India. How about 26, Arab Emirates, United Arab Emirates?
I would love to go there, mainly because I want to go see the Dubai World Cup.
I think way better place to visit than to live.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to live there, but I haven't been to visit yet, so I might change my opinion, because I certainly changed my opinion about London when I went there.
20, China.
Nope.
17, the United States of America.
We're number 17?
Number 17.
Nice.
Is
we're
it,
top
though?
20.
16.
We're the Cincinnati of countries.
France, number 16.
Okay. It's not for me, but I know a lot of people like it.
13, Japan. Or as John Granato would say, oh, 13. 12, Great Britain.
I like Great Britain. Count me in.
Here's your top 10. Number 10, Germany.
I probably wouldn't want to live there, but it's a beautiful country.
Number 9, New Zealand.
I could do that.
Number 8, the Netherlands.
I could do that.
Number 7, Australia.
Definitely could do that.
Number 6, Finland.
Very hot women, yes.
Number 5, Switzerland.
Switzerland's not for me.
Number 4, Norway.
Norway would be cool.
Number 3, Denmark.
Denmark would be cool.
Number 2, Sweden.
Sweden, notice, also attractive women.
Sweden, Denmark, Norway, Switzerland, Finland, like they're all connected, aren't they?
Yeah.
Apparently that's a really good part of the world.
Apparently,
to live.
Yeah, apparently it's from everything I've heard about those places are great places to live.
Drum roll, please. The best country in the world for quality of life, 2019. No way, Canada.
Of course.
What a hoser.
Oh, Canada.
I mean, can you believe it?
Yeah, I can believe it. You know I love it up there. And frankly, that's half my retirement plan is to be up there. So,
yeah.
Now, hopefully it'll still be number one. But no, I think it's...
Actually, number 1A is Beaumont.
Oh, well.
Right outside.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. I'm on Koontz. Top of everything.
Koontz.
Village Mills, technically.
Village Mills, yeah.
Oh, geez, I'm so excited, eh? Number one, woo. And we've got hockey, eh? Woo.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. Obviously, we've taken a lot of looks at what it would take to live up there. And for as much talk about the taxes and the health care and all that stuff, we'd only need to make about $6,000 more a year to live in Toronto than we do in Houston for it to even out as far as quality of life. So it's not nearly what you would think. And I do like their national anthem. I've I've done this before. I've led the Canada Day celebration.
Do you know all the words to it?
I do, yes. Although they've changed one little part.
What a weak-ass national anthem if you change it.
Well, they changed it from All Thy Sons Command to All of Us Command.
Oh,
to take out the gender thing.
Okay, yeah, for the ladies.
But yes, I do know all the lyrics, and I actually do a pretty mean version of it. So
on
there.
The guitar? On the git fiddle?
No, I actually sing a pretty mean version of it.
Well, take us out.
I'm not going to do that.
Come on!
Nope.
You got a microphone.
You're going to have to catch me at the right time. Usually alcohol has to be involved. All right, quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. See, what am I telling you about here? Oh, here we go. ESPN 97.5 is celebrating Christmas early with our 12 Days of Christmas. All day today, we're giving away $60 gift cards to Speed Sports Racing Park at 551. Let's make it 552. 552, caller number 5, wins an outdoor kart racing experience like you've never experienced. Stay tuned for your chance to win all day, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And to book your kart racing today, head to speedsportsracingpark.com. You won't be able to stop at just one race. So there you have it. All right, let's go to the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right. I think we're going to take our student sex teacher scandals to a new level here. Okay. As we go to South Africa, where 30-year-old Fiona Viotti was a history teacher in an elite boys' school in South Africa, also a water polo coach at the Bishop's Diocesan College in Cape Town between 2013 and 2019. And apparently, she's a former model and teenage water polo star. She appeared in South African Sports Illustrated as one of its beauties of sport.
Okay.
She had to resign in October amid allegations she had an inappropriate relationship with an 18-year-old student, one of 5 students that she hooked up with.
All right.
First off, again, I don't know why these students are ratting out when they're hooking up with a former model. But, they said she may have been involved with several others, but there's at least 5 that they know of. So, but here's
does it bother you if you hook up with your hot teacher, but so did all your buddies?
No. Well, okay. I mean, it'd be nice.
Because in high school was a time when it mattered to me, like...
Well, yeah. Back
if
then,
like one of your boys hooked up with a chick before you, it was like, oh, man.
Yeah, I probably would have cared.
Now I'm
going
to have to hear about how he gave it to her, and now I'm just getting hit. Like, I think in high school I would have cared about that.
Yeah, I probably would have too. It's hard to imagine what 17 or 18-year-old Fred would have done back then because that was so freaking long ago. But
yeah.
I think you're right. Just depends on how stoned I was at the time.
Yeah.
Because if I was, most of the time I was stoned, and I'd just been like, oh, yeah, man, whatever. Cool.
I mean, 17-year-old Fred would have filled up his car on 10 cents a gallon and went and bought her a 5-cent hamburger and taken her to the picture show for 3 cents.
That's a possibility. Apparently, though, check this out.
Moving picture shows. Can you believe it?
You know what? Someday they're going to have voices on those moving pictures, too. Right now you have to read them.
They'll be colorful one day, I tell you. That'll be the day.
Do not sound like 1950s racetrack guy. And it's Seabiscuit. Seabiscuit on the rail. Yeah, that's whenever you and...
You sound like that guy from The Simpsons.
Well, whenever you and Barry make fun of me, that's the voice you use, is 1930s racetrack announcer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty legit.
I don't think it's legit. But here's something kind of cool. The headmaster, supply your own joke there. Yeah. The headmaster said no disciplinary action could be taken because she resigned.
Okay. I mean, that's probably a good move.
Yeah. So the Viotti, 30-year-old Viotti, did refuse to be interviewed. Her lawyer said she was still in a fragile state and was receiving medical treatment after learning the videos she shared were illegally uploaded to a porn site. They have since been removed. So that's kind of how they got it. Well, you know what? This isn't so bad. None of the students involved were under 16, which is the age of consent in South Africa.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, if you're gonna have a teacher and it's age of consent, former model. Yeah. I mean, that's the only picture of her, but it's, you know.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, former model. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Here's a question for you. AJ, when you look at college basketball, what is the first thing or main thing you look at when handicapping? As a gambler, would you have ever picked SFA over Duke? I can probably answer that one for you. You might have picked them against the spread.
Yeah, against the spread, yes. I rarely do money line anything because I'm a big believer in if Vegas is going to give me points, I'm going to take it. I'm not greedy. Like, minus 110, I feel like I can beat the book at minus 110. So I don't need to – I'm not looking to do a bunch of big crazy parlays. If I didn't believe I could beat the book at minus 110, I wouldn't spend so much time trying. But, yeah, I mean, Stephen F. Austin against the number, I certainly would have picked it. I guess – I don't know. What I tell anybody, if you want to bet on college basketball, you just need to subscribe to KenPom. You need to pay for it because it's a statistical breakdown of literally everything you could want in college basketball. It tells you how fast, how slow a team plays, what percentage of their shots are made from three-point range, free throw line, two-pointers, how they defend each of those. And it really is a catch-all tool once you figure out how to master it. So I would say if I could only have one tool to use, it would be that. But that's just the first thing that I go to.
Yeah, and I would also just say if you don't want to do your own power ratings, there's a lot of good ones out there. Like Sagarin's really good for football. It's also pretty good for basketball.
And I mean, KenPom has ratings. He power rates all those teams too. So what I try to do, really my goal is I try to figure out what I think the score should be. And then I compare that to the numbers. And if I have enough of a discrepancy, then that's the numbers that I'm looking to beat. Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's no different than any other sport. Same thing I do with football. And
Yeah. And
I think about what my numbers say the game will play out as. And then, oh, that's different. Like I said with the Cowboys tonight, that's different. So I'm going to go with
it. Yeah, you always look
for as much as it sucks. And I know I'm going to be shaking my head all night and, you know. And I'm not even drinking, so it's going to piss me off even more when the Cowboys are blowing it. But that's
and then
that's
tomorrow it's going to be I'm never betting the damn Cowboys again.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
Exactly. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And somebody brought a pretty good point. All those countries you mentioned are awful white.
Yeah. Oh, is Canada awful white?
It depends on where you live. Toronto's very diverse, but that's really the only place. Toronto's a lot like Chicago or Houston.
Yeah. You know,
and it's very, there's a very diverse population, but.
All I know is like.
Western Canada, not so much.
A lot of those Nordic places, their cost of living is like, A, you're paid really well in those places, like relative to what people are paid here. And the cost of living is in some places lower or some places similar. So it's just a better life
you can
make in places like that. Someone pointed out that most of the top 10 are social democracies, which it's not untrue. I don't know if that's why they're in the top 10. I don't even know what all factors into this quality of life.
Yeah, because it's just a list. They didn't give you the criteria, which is... That's one of the things I always want to know if somebody's doing something like that. What's the criteria?
Yeah.
But, yeah. I mean, They're definitely all have some paleness to them. That's for sure.
All right, guys, let's talk about Anna. Back in May, was working at Walmart, and she heard a commercial that changed her life right here on the radio, on our station, I'm pretty sure. No IT experience. She didn't care. She went for it. She enrolled at My Computer Career, and 4 months later, she started her IT career. And guess what? Hired by another My Computer Career graduate. Don't be afraid of the future. Be a part of it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take their free career evaluation, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months, even with no experience or training. Helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You're going to get everything you need to get started. And it's more than a school, because after you graduate, they're going to help you find a job. That's what they do for their graduates. They work with employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes are starting up soon. Go take that free career evaluation today. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's not rocket science. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
That.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.